This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Uma, and Lynn Mark of the News Desk joins us now for our market wrap. Lynn, in Parliament today, Deputy Communications and Multimedia Minister Edin Shazli-Shith said that Astro no longer has a monopoly for paid TV broadcasting. What else can you tell us?
I mean, it feels like Astro has been the pay TV broadcaster for forever, really.
I was just going to say, wait, what? What are you talking about?
I feel like I didn't know a world before that happened.
Yes. Yeah, so their 20-year broadcast exclusivity deal apparently expired in February last year. So Astro still has the right to continue its satellite broadcasting services on a non-exclusive basis because their license as a network service and facilities provider is valid until 2020, but their license as a content application service provider is still valid until 2022. So the deputy minister also said that four other companies have been given license to provide TV broadcasting through satellite in Malaysia, Ansa Broadcast, Jaringan Mega, Smart Digital International, and High End Net. But all of these are currently non-operational.
Yeah, I'm going to say good luck with that. Just because it's going to be difficult for new players to carve out a share of this pay TV market, right? After 20 years, Astro owns something like 150 different channels, but also they've got exclusivity deals with a lot of these channels.
I know. Can you imagine? I think the highest channel on Astro goes up to 971 or something like that.
Yikes.
Yeah. So this conversation has been happening for a while now since Pakatan Harapan came into government because they promised a review of monopolies, right, as one of their election promises. Bernas, for example, is one of the companies that has come under review. So while Astro is no longer an official monopoly, it's a giant.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, Astro reported household penetration of over 70%. So the question remains kind of, what is the government going to do about it? I mean, they have a couple of options. They could regulate Astro more heavily. They could give out more licenses for satellite TV broadcasting because, you know, you're right, it would be really, really difficult for a new player to get off the ground here. But that's not to say that an overseas broadcaster couldn't come in to give Astro a run for its money.
But even that would be absolutely pointless because the cost of setting up this kind of business is phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
Especially now when everyone is streaming, right? So any one of these people would do well to try and partner up with the streaming service and go down that path because, as we can tell from their streaming services, I mean, Astro streaming services, they're kind of struggling to kind of break into that market properly. Because there's like on demand and there's like you can stream the live shows and it's a mixed bag of stuff, right? Meanwhile, with iFlix, it's iFlix. With Netflix, it's Netflix. It's easy.
I wonder if there's a hunger, though, for new players, among consumers anyway. I think there might be, because it's been many, many, many years, 20 years, right, of exclusivity. And I think that there is something to be said for people wanting something different.
Yes, but also there's an old model at play which they need to break out of, right? And this is the interesting thing. So I bet you wonder why someone like HBO, for example, can't just come straight to you and say, hey, Lynn, you want HBO? Pay 50 ringgit a month and get it. It's because of that old model. How HBO operated was they made partnership deals with, you know, StarHub in Singapore, with Astro in Malaysia. And what that meant is that they can't sell directly to you, the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they're a broadcaster. They're not a technology company. So they don't have payment systems in place. It's something as simple as that, right? You can't directly pay and get a subscription. So there are all these old models that they need to break out of.
I've just been looking out the window of our studio, which kind of overlooks a bunch of Tamantun neighborhood, and we're higher up than the roofs, and you can see the amount of satellite dishes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Okay, so since we've been talking about them, how have Astro stocks done today?
So Astro Malaysia Holdings held pretty steady today. They closed unchanged at 1.22 ringgit per share. Their last quarter results announced in October were the lowest since it relisted in 2012. They haven't been doing really well. They started off the year at 2.60 ringgit per share, so now they are down 54% year-to-date, more than halved.
Lynn Mark, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.